Now, if you're looking for a classic movie on a streamer for a midweek movie, can we suggest War of the Worlds on Netflix, starring Tom Cruise? It's the suggestion of Cathy Cullen and Dave Corkery from the Cinemile podcast on there in our Cork studio. Good afternoon, Cathy and Dave.
Hi, Ray.
Good to talk to you again.
You too.
Likewise.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a long time.
It has, yeah.
It's nearly 10 years, is it?
Yes.
I think so.
Why did we talk to you before, Cathy?
We spoke to you about, I think it was about 8 years ago, because at the time we won Best New Podcast at the British Podcast Awards for our movie podcast, The Cinemile.
Which is a very simple concept, Dave.
Yes, well, it's very simple. We just record our walk home from the movies. Yeah. That's it.
So it's immediate, and there's a bit of puffing and panting.
There is, yeah.
Dogs barking, you know, bumping into people, you know, anything can happen. Mm-hmm.
That's the appeal. Yeah. No, but they say, I don't know who they are, but when you're walking and you're not, you know, eyeballing people, that you get a better conversation.
And, you do,
and
yeah.
When you're on the move and then it's immediate, you're not really thinking too much. You haven't mm-hmm. overanalyzed it. All good. And it's working and you're still doing it. But you've moved from London to Cork.
We have. Yes, and now we're walking around Cork where people stare at you a bit more than they did in London.
Yeah, you're a little less anonymous in Cork as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Why the move?
Well, we're from Cork and we were living away for a long time, having immigrated during the recession. And then COVID hit and we thought, wouldn't it be lovely to move home again now that we've got young kids? And it was lovely.
And we did. Thanks, yeah. COVID. Yeah.
So thrilled to be back in Cork, yeah.
And what age are your children?
They are 7 and 5.
And is this your only job or is this a hobby?
No, this is very much a hobby just because we love it. We do it every week. We go to the cinema every week, record the walk home. But it's just a very, very fun hobby of ours.
Yeah. What a simple but brilliant. Most of the best ideas are simple and brilliant. And you've kindly offered your services to us. I don't know if we'll do it every Wednesday, but it seems like a good hook that it'd be the midweek movie as suggested by Cathy and Dave.
Well, it's tough out there, isn't it, Ray? I'm sure all of your listeners have experienced this when you say, let's sit down and watch something with your other half or your kids or whoever. You throw on Netflix or whatever your streamer of choice is, or RT Player or wherever you are, and it's just too much choice. It's choice paralysis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, isn't it? Yes, yes. And then like we watched The Ballad of Wallace Island over the weekend, but I think it costs us $17.99. You know,
wow.
So we're looking at low cost alternatives. If you have a subscription to Netflix, mm-hmm. It's not free because you're paying the subscription, but it's there for you. Mm-hmm. It's 20 years since Tom Cruise starred in War of the Worlds. There's been a reboot of late, which is scoring, I see, 2% on Rotten Tomatoes. and of course, there's great history around the book and the original movie and the radio and all that. Who's going to fill us in on that?
Yeah, I can. So H.G. Wells wrote this way back in 1898, and then it was adapted for radio in 1938 by Orson Wells, no relation. And that was a radio drama. But it's most famous for creating a sort of panic and hysteria, because he did it with actual radio broadcasters and news journalists of the time in the States, and did it as fact. So prepare yourselves, everyone at home, we're being invaded. And of course, he did this in pre-World War II hysteria.
And so people actually believed that the Earth was been invaded by aliens.
I think what happened is a lot of, yes, some might have, you might ask how could they have done that, but a lot of them missed the beginning of the broadcast, which said specifically who was invading. So they might have turned it on halfway through and it was just the newscasters are panicking and things are going wrong. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was quite an interesting one. And this new one on Prime Video with Ice Cube has attempted a similar sort of twist on the format. So it's a screen life film, which means you're watching a movie entirely take place on one computer screen, yeah. Which sounds pretty boring.
Yeah, yeah. We watched it. I found it very frantic. My heart rate increased from the start, and I wasn't. And I just thought at the time, I'm not in the headspace for this movie. But I see that nobody has liked it. Well, 2% on Rotten Tomatoes, so it must be fairly bad. It was on the shelf for 5 years, Cathy.
It was, yeah, and they made it during the pandemic. And I think at the time, we probably would have all viewed it more generously because it's innovative. you're trying to create a film in a space where people can't be together. I think I would have worked looked on it much more kindly, but it's waited 5 years. It's now just a terrible film, okay. And I have no sympathy for it. And there's a ton of Amazon Prime product placement in there, which is a bit seedy as well. So yeah, it really doesn't work. And I have to admit, I couldn't get through it. I couldn't watch the whole thing. And that inspired us to say, do you know what? We should actually just go back and watch the Tom Cruise movie.
Yes. So he's the one in the middle. So, well, there was the book, then the radio broadcast, then there was a 1953 movie. Mm-hmm. I watched a bit of that on YouTube today. That's very entertaining. Mm-hmm. I watched the Let Them Have It scene where the commander of the army says, let them have it. And of course, the aliens are surrounded by big glass domes and mm-hmm. they can't let them have it in reality. And then in the middle then, 20 years ago, Tom Cruise starred in War of the Worlds. Well, that's just one of those. And it's a blockbuster. Let's get a little taste of it. 16 seconds of Tom Cruise in War of the Worlds from 2005.
This thing, this machine, it crawled out of the ground, started torturing everything. It's killing everybody.
What is it? Is it terrorists?
This came from someplace else.
What do you mean, like Europe?
No, Robbie, not like Europe!
That was a great clip.
Yeah. Like there's comedy there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So talk us through it. Why are you recommending it to our listeners?
Well, we watched this last night, just as a sense check, and this movie holds up. I remember really liking it at the time, because I think for me, the reason it is worth your time is, you know, you get a lot of big disaster movies, you get a lot of alien movies, and even if you're not into alien movies, they tend to be synonymous with landmarks being destroyed, Independence Day destroyed, the White House, the Eiffel Towers attacked. What I really like about Spielberg's War of the Worlds is he brought it right down to ground level. You're literally just following a working class dad, very tough role for Tom Cruise to play a down to earth working class man.
A lot of acting there.
Yeah, exactly. And his two children, kind of estranged children. So you have an interesting sort of family dynamic there. And you witness this invasion only through their eyes. Uh-huh. They are in an information vacuum. There's no electricity. And they are experiencing firsthand the mass hysteria and panic of mm-hmm. human beings. And actually, the whole, if you're put off, listeners, by the alien angle of this, or you're not into sci-fi, I would say this movie works very well as a sort of parallel to any war situation mm-hmm. where and I remember recalling this movie during COVID as the fears of society crumbling or breaking down. I think he tapped into that mm-hmm. really well.
Yeah. And is it Tom Cruise, stunt Tom Cruise? Is there a lot of that in it?
Well, it's interesting because he's obviously known for the stunts and the running. But I think really the only stunt work he's doing here is the running, which we kind of cheer every time we see him running. Yeah. And I remember at the time when it came out, like I was a bit put off because on the press tour for this film is when he had the infamous like jumping on the sofa incident.
Oh, we have that.
Oh, do you?
Yes,
oh,
yes. Funny you say that. As rehearsed, Kathy, yeah.
Brilliant.
So give us the context and then we'll play the clip.
So he's out to promote this film, but at the same time, he's just kicked off this relationship with Katie Holmes, which kind of at the same time he also got a new publicist, so it was like a perfect storm. And he famously went out to Oprah Winfrey, supposedly promoting this film, but ended up like jumping on the sofa and causing like an absolute scene, derailing his public image. And apparently Spielberg was not happy that he did that on the promotion tour for this movie. And I remember then going in to see it in the cinema and finding it really hard to like separate that.
Take him
scene.
Seriously. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
and, yeah, and not really taking him seriously in the film. So rewatching it last night, I was able to park all that because it was years ago. And I thought, you know what? Tom Cruise is a really good actor. And I think we associate him so much with the action stuff that to see him, I think he cries very well in this film. He's a convincing kind of struggling
cry.
Dad. Like, it's not the role you'd expect him in. And he did a great job, but like you do have to kind of park this over jumping stuff because it was so mad at the time.
So obviously it's radio, so there are no pictures, but he does mm-hmm. jump on the sofa in the company of Oprah Winfrey and her audience.
So this is interesting, Tom. We've never seen you behave this way before.
I know.
Have you ever felt this way before? You're gone. You are gone.
Yeah. Of course, the question is unhinged or planned?
Well, you talk about mass hysteria earlier. I mean, that no one did that better than Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
I don't think this was planned, personally, if you ask me. This feels like, I mean, famously, I think his Cathy mentioned he had a new publicist. His sister used to be his publicist, was it? Oh no, his sister became
his sister
publicist
became the publicist
during this. So he fires a very well regarded publicist right before this, says my sister can do a better job, and then his whole public image starts to derail at that exact
point. But Katie Holmes wasn't happy about it. She was in the wings going, oh dear God,
you get off that sofa, man.
And Steven Spielberg was apparently not happy at all. And it's interesting because they made Minority Report, which is brilliant, then they made this, and then they never worked together again. And it's a shame because I think they're a great partnership, and this film, you know, if your listeners go and watch it, I think they'll find it like particularly the first half of this film, it's just thrilling stuff, isn't it?
Who else is in it?
You've Dakota Fanning, she was only around 9 or 10 at the time. She plays his daughter. She is fantastic. There's a small role by Tim Robbins, who shows up about the middle of the movie and has a fantastic series of scenes. But yeah, to Kathy's point, now this movie is thrilling. I mean, and it holds up really well. And I find with a lot of today's blockbusters, we see them all, good and bad. They tend to look a bit sort of samey. Visual effects have gotten very computer generated. In this one, there's a scene, not this, it doesn't spoil anything, but there's a scene where Tom Cruise is walking through suburbia and a plane has crashed into it. And they built the thing. They buy a 747, they dismantle it, they bring it to Universal Studios backlot, build a lot of houses around it, and you can just see it's tactile. And if you ever go to a Universal Studios in Los Angeles, you can actually visit that set as part of the tour.
Which
is fun.
Okay, recommended by Kathy and Dave from Cinemile Podcast, War of the Worlds. It's on Netflix. It's 20 years old. It stars Tom Cruise. He does a good cry in it. A bit of running and not too many stunts. And he survived all the jumping on the sofa thing. He's still making movies, blockbusters. We watched
Barely.
Mission Impossible, and wow, there's an ego there and a half.
I'm so impressed. I feel like he's like single-handedly like keeping cinema together in the summer blockbuster. Like, you know, we often go to the cinema, like we go every weekend, like I said, and it's often really dead. So when a Mission Impossible comes out, like, you love to see people actually paying to go to the cinema, and he's a big supporter of that. So
okay, midweek movie, War of the Worlds. Kathy, thank you very much. Dave, thank you. Talk
Thanks,
to you soon. Bye
Thanks,
now.
Ray.
Bye bye. Sarah's on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Drive Time.